So the KDU Penang experience is coming to an end. Yes, I know the 4th International Student Conference is pretty much wrapping itself up after having delivered the fantastic series of keynote addresses, classes such as Be the Innovator, Sustainable Finance, A New Paradigm, Harnessing the Power of Technology and Community for Women's Entrepreneurship, and indeed the classic innovation, it's the Who's You Know, Part 1, Ask the Right Questions. That's Kevin Tam, Life Coach, providing details with that. And just to kind of wrap up this little sequence where we've been connecting with Penang for a couple of times, we are delighted not necessarily to actually welcome Molly Richardson, because she's actually out and about doing various other bits and pieces, but we've got a couple of fine folk who've been representing the University of Lincoln over there in terms of business and finance and computing. That's Emily Musk and Eloise Blanchflower. Good afternoon, girls. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good, thank you.
Brilliant. So this is it then. You're pretty much, apart from the Penang tour, which of course comes out on the 27th of September, the conference is over. And is it a case of celebrations all round? Champagne's being cracked open and yes, all's gone well.
Yeah, so we've got one last final lecture, which is just wrapping up whilst we do the radio interview. And then afterwards we'll go up for the closing of the conference.
Okay, excellent. Now, how have you both found it? I mean, we talked with Callum and Molly and Gus last week about how they got involved with the whole thing. Eloise, what was your sort of route to actually saying, yeah, this is the conference that I want to go to?
I think it was just an opportunity, really. I mean, I haven't done anything like this before, and I really want to do something like this. So I think it was just like, oh, it's finally my chance, really.
And what was your favourite schedule that you went to, or favourite presentation? Was it Harnessing the Power of Technology and Community for Women's Entrepreneurship? Was it And Suddenly the Inventor Appeared? What was the key one that you thought that made it all worthwhile?
Definitely Women in Technology. She was really, really inspiring.
Which is a kind of classic line. We're doing a feature with one of the BBC science correspondents here in terms of getting more women involved with technology and so on. Same question for yourself, Emily. What was your sort of route to actually signing up for this, and what was your favourite presentation?
So the person that used to be the head of my school, David Cobham, he's recently changed roles to the head of international communication. So he liaises with the university quite a lot, and I went and did my application through him. So he advertised it quite well. Mm. And because I knew him directly, that's when I applied through Blackboard and went online.
Excellent.
And then just filled out the application, and then that was it. We found out that we got the chance to come here to Penang.
Yeah. And how has it been working with other students from both the University of Lincoln on courses that you probably hadn't encountered before, media production and public relations obviously being two of them, and also working with students in Penang itself?
So I think because we've spent such a long time together, so with the University of Lincoln students, we're actually pretty close because we've not really had any time apart for the last 10 days. So we're quite good friends now. We've had a really good experience together. And then concerning the students at Penang, at first we thought, you know, everyone's a bit quiet. But once we started going around the room and interacting with all of them, we've had a great time, got to know a few of them, gone out for dinner. And later we're going out for a final celebratory and goodbye drink.
And wearing your business studies hat and so on, was it Sustainable Finance, A New Paradigm, which you thought was worth attending, or were there other areas which you kind of were particularly impressed with?
I liked it all, really, but as I said before, the one I was most interested in was the technology one with Mona, who was the lady, the woman even. She was really, really good and inspiring. The finance stuff was, you know, really, really good. However, I think that being women, it's definitely important to get women into subjects that men are mainly in. And it was just really, really inspiring.
Well, of course, the world actually saw the official launch of Star Trek Discovery with a woman, a captain, and indeed a female first officer as well. So it clearly in the 23rd century things have got right. Maybe we actually need to progress from that for the 21st.
And especially today, everyone here enjoyed someone called Mr. Michael Tiao, and he is actually someone who has been mentored by Richard Branson, and he's had the chance to meet Barack Obama and several other famous faces. So we had a really influential and interactive talk from him, where throughout the whole entire presentation that he had, he was really interactive with the audience and made us respond, made us shout, made us cheer. And it was just a really good day to kind of get exposed to somebody who has gone from where we are now to a successful person that he is today.
And from Michael's perspective, clearly his line was creating your own opportunities. Is that something which you maybe thought about before, but maybe had a bit of British reserve and you thought, oh, yes, it might be a nice idea, but, you know, what the hey? There are thousands of people that did you kind of set up your own self-sabotaging beliefs in essence, in terms of saying, well, you know, those classic words which always sort of set people back, I can't possibly do this.
So he was really impactful with what he said, and I actually had a question for him earlier today, which he answered really well. So I go and get invited to conferences when I was on placement year, and I never got given any business cards or anything. So I said to him, how can I take the opportunity to get to meet other people in business? And he literally just said, just talk to people, get to know people, ask how they are. And just say, you know, would you mind going for a coffee one day? Would you mind that I have your business card? And just put yourself out there so you get those opportunities and you can grow as a person in the future.
As we said, it hasn't all been work, work, work. There have been various other aspects as well. Did you avail yourself of going to the Turtle Beach or the Monkey Beach Trail last week?
Oh, so there's a funny story, actually. So we all went to the national park. So we were going to go to Turtle Beach first, and we were going to hike there through the national park, and then we were going to get a boat through back to Monkey Beach and then back off the national park. So when we started doing the hiking at first, two of the people that I've come with, they decided to take us the wrong way, and we went on an off-road track throughout the entire jungle. Myself and Eloise, we fell over in the middle of the jungle, mud completely everywhere, and it was a great experience, but I don't know whether myself and Eloise will venture into the jungle off-road again, but the turtles and the monkeys were absolutely fantastic and the weather was great.
But girls, I already had in mind the notion of Musk and Blanchflower being in the next series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you know, I'm an Academic, Get Me Out of Here, surely, it's way forward. The final sessions that are sort of running at present, we've had innovation and creativity, and we've also had it's the who's you know, apply the right answers. Were either of those kind of appealing to yourself, or again, going back to the importance of networking, another life coach, Kevin Tam, was that something else which you thought actually that is, you know, it's important to make those connections?
So we had the option of picking either or of those workshops, and both myself and Eloise, we selected it's the Who You Know talk with Dr. Kevin Tam, and he went into about how we can develop as a person, how we should think about other people, and in life it's not necessarily about what academic background you have, as obviously that helps, but it's also about getting the contact, getting to know people, because eventually your name will be spread around.
And he also went into developing you as an individual as well, so that you have these skills to connect with all these people and meet all these people and do well in the corporate world.
We've talked about the range of opportunities that were provided and some of the fantastic work that you've obviously been able to experience. If I was to pin you both down, and we'll start off with Emily, I think, with this one, what would be your all-time favourite experience that you've actually had on this particular visit?
In terms of the conference or in terms of just anything?
Both, anything. It can be from the conference, it can be from getting lost in the jungle and going off track.
So I'd probably say one of the most influential talks that I had was from Mona, who is the founder-in-chief of a group called Womentum. And being from a background in a STEM subject where women are at the minority, it was nice to kind of get to know somebody and hear from somebody who has the same background as me. So she used to be a civil engineer, so she was obviously, again, in the minority in the workplace. So it was nice to get to finally meet someone who was on the same level playing field with me. And she gave me some advice on how to make sure that my voice is heard in the classroom. And then I probably would say that the best personal part of it is actually meeting all of the people from LinkedIn who I've attended the conference with. just because we've had all a great time together. We're planning to stay in touch afterwards, and it's been a really eye-opening and interactive and fun opportunity, and I really recommend anyone to take the opportunity if they have the chance.
And Eloise, same question.
I definitely say that it was the getting lost in the jungle, actually, that was my favourite part. simply because it showed how much of a team and how well we do gel together, because we all really did support each other for those hours while we were getting a bit lost and a bit like, oh, what do we do next? It was really, really nice to have these people around me and just make these memories.
For folk who are listening to this who are quite keen to maybe sort of follow some of the social media, some of the areas that might have been followed through during the course of the conference, what's the best hashtag to actually go for if they want to have a look either on Twitter or on Facebook or Instagram? Because I gather that there was also a little Snapchat takeover that was working through that. Can people actually sort of find some of the details for that? Obviously Snapchat will have gone now, but any of the other areas that might still be online?
We're currently still Snapchatting at the moment.
You're so still Snapchatting at the moment? Well, go with that. What's the Snapchat connection?
The university Snapchat. So just right. The general university Snapchat.
Excellent. That's okay. That's University of Lincoln from that point of view, which is marvellous stuff. Okay, now I know that we're talking about hopefully you coming in to join us for the Siren Studios to actually sit in on one of our Midweek Drive Morning Edition programmes, probably actually next Thursday, which would be October the 5th, which is an 8 a.m. start, which of course is kind of, you know, back to early morning starts. Will you both be up for that, Emily and Eloise? Will you join us at this side of the Atlantic once again and get to know the studios that you've been connecting with, at least for the last 2 days whilst you've been over in Penang?
Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it?
If I don't have a lecture, sure.
At 8 a.m. in the morning, surely you'll be able to sort of work through that sort of system. It'll easily sort of... Emily and Eloise, it's been great touching base with the good self. Obviously, you can listen to some of our other interviews that we've done. They're all available via podcast for the general routines. I'll actually give you one last line to actually work through. If I was to ask you to grade the whole experience out of 10, what would you give it? Eloise first.
Definitely a 10.
10 out of 10 for yourself. 10. And Emily?
I'll just beat her by one and say 11.
Oh my word, one more.